Give me your heart. Give me your heart. Give me your heart. Give me your heart. Welcome to Give Me Your Heart. I'm Margie Campbell, Christian wife, mom, and musician. This is a space where I offer encouragement to women in all walks of life who desire to grow closer to the Lord, and especially moms and grandmas who are discipling young children. I am so glad you're here. Good morning from the farm. It's a nice, rainy, kind of chilly.
Yeah, it's kind of my favorite back kind morning. Of day.
I agree. You know? I got my coffee cup here, And it's been a while.
It has. It has been a long while, actually.
Yeah. We have been busy.
Yes.
We have been busy. We have been, you know, wedding planning, wedding executing, wedding recovering.
I like that last one. Definitely been doing that.
That's right.
Yes.
That is the title of this podcast, All Things Wedding. So if you came here for, you know, Bible this morning.
No.
This is going to be a hash session.
Yeah.
This is going to be talking about all the things, sharing all the stories, refeeling all the feels.
Yes.
There's so much to process.
So much. And have you? Do you feel like you've processed all of it? All of the everything?
I'm getting there. I had so many things to say immediately after, and I consciously did not.
Yeah.
I said a few things on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
But the reason that I said the things that I said was because this is a whole nother rabbit trail, but the weekend of the wedding was Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
And so I made a Memorial Day post.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of tied in to some things that, you know, were going on with the wedding. And so I said a few things there, but yes. I don't know. I wanted to take some time because some things should just be precious. They should be private. Remember Mary, and she says she pondered these things in her heart. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I just wanted to ponder some things, maybe write them in my journal.
Yeah.
There've been a lot of things I've just been between me and Father God.
Yes.
Lots of emotions. So for those that don't know, our oldest, his name is Dalton, but we all call him Bubby, got married, and he, bless his heart, he's the first. And Daddy even leaned over during the wedding ceremony and he whispered in my ear, "Well, there are our two guinea pigs."
Oh my God.
Right? I nearly snorted. Good timing. But our new daughter-in-law, Lillian, she is the oldest girl, the oldest child in her family, but she's also the oldest grandchild on her paternal and maternal side. So she is number one. And Dalton,
he's the oldest grandson on both sides.
So they are the guineast of any guinea pigs that have ever. But they're so gracious.
Yes, they are so gracious, and we're very extra. You have to really spend some time filling up your grace tank before you spend time with us.
Oh man, I don't know why that bothers. It doesn't bother me, but. It's just true. We are extra in a lot of ways. But I wouldn't just spend time filling it up before you're around us. I would recommend scheduling downtime after you've been around us to, you know, recharge.
Yeah, it'll empty
grace
you
tank.
Out.
You will be peopled out when you're done with us.
Well, let's get to it. I made a list of topics to cover because of my little big sister type personality I've got going on over here and totally against my A-type tendencies, I'm just going to call them out and we're going to say whatever we think of, completely unscripted and no plan whatsoever.
My word. Okay, so I'm nervous. Can I look at these questions before you start asking them or these topics? Do I get any?
No, we're just going to go.
Okay. All right. I trust you.
First up, bridal dress shopping last summer.
Okay. July.
Yes.
Was that a Saturday or was it like a Thursday?
It was a Saturday.
It was a Saturday.
It was a Saturday. The scheduling
we went into Kansas City and it wasn't on the plaza, but it was downtown.
It was downtown.
And it was swanky.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, look at me bringing my three-year-old in here to meet. I had never met any of these. I had met Lillian's mother and grandmothers at her graduation, her college graduation.
Yes.
that was like passing.
Yes.
So.
Same. Like I'd never met her sisters.
Okay.
I'd met her Grandma Shockey at that point.
Okay.
I knew Grandma Shockey.
Oh my gosh. Love Grandma Shockey.
Yes.
But it was fun because we got to experience their personalities as Lillian comes out in these dresses.
Yes. Yes.
And it was crazy.
Yes.
We all had looks on our faces of different dresses and just different reactions. And, you know, you watch these things on TV.
It was a fun first interaction.
It was. But Maggie, she makes everything so much lighthearted.
Yes. And she breaks the ice.
So they put Lillian on this little pedestal, kind of like a stage.
Yeah.
And, well, there was a pedestal on the stage. And then they pull the big curtain and it's like a reveal. Well, Maggie started staying behind the curtain.
Yes.
And then when they would open it up, she'd be like, ta-da!
Yeah.
And she was two.
Yeah. That's crazy think about.
And an older two.
Yeah.
It was like 3 months before her birthday. But still, she was two. And so when I look back on this and I'm kind of like, oh my gosh, it's like, hello, she was two. Let her be.
Yeah.
But I remember having taken all these things for her. You know, the mother of preschooler here, I've got the bag of tricks and the snacks and the extra drinks and all the things. And it did not, she wanted to be with Lillian. And I said, Lillian is gracious. I mean, it was not even a hint of you are taking away from my day or get this child out of here. And the pictures are absolutely adorable she ends up being the flower girl.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that in a little bit, but
Oh my goodness.
I
remember we took the picture before we left on the big staircase.
Yes. What's the sign that the girls hold up? She said yes to the dress, that picture.
Yes. Right. Yeah. And then we went to, where did we go eat?
Oh, Olive Garden.
Olive Garden. That's right. We went to Olive Garden.
And several people around the table ordered broccoli.
Yes.
And Maggie kept shouting at the waiter, I don't want broccoli. Like every person that ordered broccoli, she would say, I don't want broccoli. I'm good. I don't. And so when the poor waiter got around to Maggie, he's like, and you, no broccoli, right?
No broccoli. No broccoli.
Oh my goodness. That was a fun day.
It was. It was so much fun. It was a really good experience, I thought.
Okay. What you got next, girl?
Bridal shower.
Ooh, easy bridal peasy shower. Lemon squeezy.
Yeah, yes.
It was all lemon
themed.
Yeah. What was the catchphrase? Like we ordered
She found her main squeeze.
Yes. So we ordered that off of Amazon.
Yes.
Highly recommend. I don't remember what the brand was now. Barbara told me. Barbara sent me there. Thanks, Barbara.
Yeah.
Because it was a super cute thing that we did for. Well, Junior and Barbara decorated for little Lou at church.
Her sunflowers.
Remember the sunflower baby shower? And they were like, go here.
Yeah.
And so I found it on Amazon. But one thing that I highly recommend is a kit.
Yes.
They sell a shower in a box these days.
Yes.
We did not actually go that route. But
it gave us a really good
starting point.
Yeah.
And
so that I wasn't completely lost in the Party City.
Right. No. But you did well.
There was lots of FaceTiming in the Party City.
That's
I remember that.
And Charlie loved being at Party City, I think.
Oh, yes.
That was a highlight of his spring.
So much fun that day.
Thanks, Chuck.
Yes. Yeah. I think he was having a great time.
By the time Charlie gets married, he's going to be like, I am not participating in anything but standing up and saying, yep. I take on the responsibility of loving this woman, and that is it. That's all I'm doing.
Yep. He'll give a thumbs up to everything.
I bet he won't. He's very opinionated.
That is true. He's very opinionated.
Okay, move on from Charlie. Okay, so...
how we served. Michaela and I cut all of these... we got the rolls of burlap and cut all of these placemats.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what. Nothing will make you madder than trying to evenly cut a roll of burlap.
But that's the point of burlap, is that it's rough. It is...
it's authentic.
Homey. That's for I don't sure. know. What I want to say about that, because this is kind of a tips and tricks podcast too, things that I learned. Yes. I want to share, because a lot of my girlfriends have been like, okay, tell me what you learned. Mm-hmm. Like, what did you? And so investing in things that you can reuse.
Neutrals
that, because we boxed up every single thing that we used, and we used it again at the rehearsal dinner. And we put it in a box in the shop, in a bin that says, you know, bridal shower stuff, rehearsal dinner stuff. And I mean, totally. So like baby's breath, fake baby's breath.
Yes.
And raffia and the burlap, excuse me, mason jars, little white lights. Mm-hmm. And all of those things can be
reused.
Yeah. You get yourself a theme off of Amazon,
yeah,
and
because
plug it in.
Those things aren't necessarily a theme. You know, you can kind of just they're plug a base. Them in. They're a base.
Yeah, they're start. Like you said earlier. They're a neutral.
Yes,
they're going to go with any color plates, yeah. Any color napkins.
Yeah.
So that was good. I loved your game.
Oh yes, the game was so much fun. We had little trivia questions about different. Like when they were infants and then middle school and then high school.
Right. But they had to answer it was facts.
Yes.
A list of facts about Dalton, a list of facts about Lillian.
Yes,
mixed
that's
up.
Right. And you had to lift, we had a little stick for each of them.
Okay. So it was a popsicle stick and there was a lemon.
There was a lemon on one and a lime on the other.
Okay. I thought it was an orange.
Oh, no, it wasn't orange.
We're
You're
arguing
right.
about something right. that does not matter.
No.
Either way, one was for Dalton, one was for Lillian. And if you thought that it was, how did it go?
I would read the fact and then they would say it's either Dalton or Lillian and right. mark it on their little piece of paper.
Oh, it was so much fun.
It was.
But number one, other than food, that was what we got the most feedback back about.
Yes.
Feedback back about.
Feedback
oh,
back
my
about.
Word. From our ladies, it was fun. And the reason was because they learned so much about the bride.
Yes.
Because they were all our people. This yes. We should have said that, I guess. This was not like a couple's shower. It
yeah.
it was given by, well, you and
yes.
the other girls,
yes.
the sisters. And it was only for our people. Our
yeah.
church, mm-hmm. Grandma's church,
and a lot of these
family.
People just didn't really know Lil that well.
A lot of them had never met her.
Yeah.
So it was kind of an introductory thing. So yeah. I highly recommend that game.
Yeah.
Mainly because I do not like, spoiler alert to my friendship here, if you do not know me, I'm not a small talk kind of person. I don't mm-hmm. like showers and I really don't like shower games.
Yes.
I do not want to sit around and do, it's kind of busy work to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is
yeah.
the point of this? And I felt like your game had a point.
Yeah. It was them getting to know her.
And there was laughter. Right. Galore. It was
it was
hysterical. There was some really funny stuff. You dug up some dirt and
another thing we did was the sharing stories.
Well, my cousin Heather started that. We got
yes.
to the end of the shower and she asked some questions like, how did you all meet? And tell us about, you know, your love story and mm-hmm. who said I love you first. And
yeah.
And some people might actually work that into the shower. I would recommend that.
Yes.
That's just like yeah. the Houseworth family. We're just in your space. That's where my family gets its quote unquote extra is from
yes.
my family of origin,
yeah.
which is the Houseworths. And we're extra.
We are extra.
But it's not in a bad way. I mean, we're very loving and open and
yeah,
and big.
Yes.
We're just very,
very
big.
Yeah.
And there ain't no keeping a secret. And so we're asking, you know, so who are you and what do you do? And,
yeah,
you know, anyway, and Lil, some girls that might not have gone over well. I mean, you have to know your bride.
Yeah.
There is not a reclusive bone in her body.
Uh-uh.
She is.
And she is a very authentic person.
Yes. She is transparent.
Yes.
And
yes.
She loved it. And she, I mean, this is somebody that is going to be a teacher.
Yeah.
She has no problem being on a platform. She was very, she's in was in FFA and is going yes. to school
yeah.
to be an FFA advisor. And she is all the things that that would be. Your upfront person, if you need somebody to speak and a platform person,
you know,
very, very good at that sort of thing. Yes. So she bloomed in that situation. And I loved. So my favorite story is the hog. Lillian grew up showing hogs. She and her sisters are known as the Smith sisters and Smith showgirls.
Yes.
That's what it is. And very, very successful mm-hmm. at what they do. And Dalton showed hogs. Not successfully because our family's just not, you know, I don't know, organized like that. And so we're at our county fair and he is out there yelling at this hog and sweating. And of course, dad is not, he is not a 4-H parent, you know,
yeah.
he is just like, yeah. oh my word, we raise hogs to eat them. Not uh-huh. to show them at the fair.
He was done after he got the hogs in the trailer, I think.
I think or maybe before
then.
Possibly. But he did it because he always does. He's amazing. And then there's this little girl, and I can remember her like yesterday. She's got a bag of marshmallows, and she is bent over in front of this hog. I mean, huge hog. Mm-hmm. Huge yeah. hog. Leading it around with marshmallows. Dalton and Lillian, Dalton swears that was her. And she told that story at the bridal shower. And I said, totally, I think this is going to be their parenting styles. Uh-huh. Dalton is going to be over here. If you do not, right now, mister. And Lillian's like, would you like a marshmallow? And she's not raising her voice and they're doing what she wants. And
yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
All right. So we have spent a lot of time on this bridal shower and we haven't even talked about the food.
No, we never
it was
got
a brunch.
It was a brunch.
We did a brunch and I loved it. My sister and my sister-in-law and my nieces, they served
yes.
everybody at their tables
yeah.
while Mary Caroline and Michaela were doing
and
the game.
It helped us to really host.
Yes.
And I think that's a really good thing if you're having a bridal shower is to have your people that are able to serve so that you can host.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you just have people sitting like, okay, what's going on? What do
right.
we do? And so that...
The only thing we had them get up for was like to go get their drink.
Yes.
If they wanted a special because yes. we had some coffee and some
yeah.
different things.
We had a catering table. It was fancy.
We did. And we had a ridiculous amount of lemons in the water mm-hmm. and made it undrinkable. We
yeah.
basically made
lemonade
accidental lemonade
with no sweetener.
So we're the hostess with the mostest.
Yes.
All right. So
moving on.
Yeah.
Next? Next, we've got the girls' trip.
Hannibal, Missouri.
Yes.
Mark Twain.
Must
Tom
see
Sawyer.
Destination, in my opinion. It was adorable where we went and walked. And the...
You mean like the downtown district?
Yes.
Okay. The shopping district was a lot of fun.
Yes. I really liked it. I'd love to go back sometime and kind of go
oh, yeah.
through all of those stores and everything. And we went on the riverboat.
Yes. In the evening.
Yes.
And I didn't think I was going to make it.
Same. I never realized that I had motion sickness. And then I got on that boat and I was like, oh no.
Yeah. So we got set down and in below deck mm-hmm. to eat dinner.
Yeah.
And I was immediately not well. Now, when I moved to the other side of the table uh-huh. so that I was going backwards.
Yes. I did
then
the same thing.
I wasn't as bad.
Yeah,
but
I still had to just keep eye contact with people. I was like, don't look out the window.
Yeah.
I've got to look straight ahead.
Yeah, no, it was good times.
Yeah.
And we left on a Friday
mm-hmm.
and we're coming home on a Sunday.
Yes.
And I never leave.
Mm-hmm.
If I go anywhere, I leave my kids with you
uh-huh.
here at the house. Or with my mother.
Yes.
I don't leave my children anywhere else.
Yeah.
And who went on this trip? The grandmas, the moms and the sisters that were over 18 yeah. or close to 18. So my mother, grandma, mm-hmm. and you were with me.
Yeah.
So I left all these children at home. And when we left on Friday afternoon, Maggie was like not right. Mm-hmm. And Maggie's never been sick. She had COVID way back when.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, you're, yeah, literally.
And so she was not acting right. And then I get on this boat on, we left Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. We did not leave Friday. We left on Saturday.
Oh,
we
yes.
left Saturday morning that's because right. we had the homeschool conference that morning yes. I had to speak at.
Yes.
And so we left, we get there Saturday evening. I am on a boat about to throw up from motion sickness. And your dad texts me and he's like, Maggie's not doing so well and her oxygen is, and it was a really low number.
Yes, I remember that.
And so Lillian's mother is a nurse.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh, I wouldn't let it get any lower than that.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I'm going to dive off the side of this boat uh-huh. into the Mississippi River and swim to the bank. Unless somebody throat punches me. I mean, my baby's never been sick. And yeah. then I leave and here we go.
Yeah. And here it comes.
Yeah. So she ended up being okay. And I did not jump off the boat, but.
Which is good because I'm not a good swimmer and I couldn't have helped you.
No. Well, I was a pretty strong swimmer back in the day, but that is a back in the day thing.
Yeah.
So that was an exciting part of our trip. And we did get off the boat. Mm-hmm. And what did we do next? What else?
Well, we headed back to the place that we were staying at.
Oh my, it was really nice.
It was really, really nice.
It was a gift from Lillian's daddy.
Yes, beautiful.
He rented this whole house.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what it was called.
I don't either.
Oh, it had to do with a rock, the quarry house.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so we stayed at the quarry house mm-hmm. in Hannibal. And it was an amazing old home. And we yes. had the run of it, the whole thing. And we had the fire pit outside.
Yes.
And there, it was right next to the train tracks. And we were really unimpressed with the train situation. It made this horrible noise. And it went on for like minutes.
Yes.
And interrupted our conversations, which we didn't like. Because this whole thing was about gab. We gabbed and we gabbed
yes.
and we gabbed. And we ate. We ate a lot. Grandma made homemade French bread. And brought it so that mm-hmm. Lillian could have French toast uh-huh. on Saturday morning. And my mother's French bread,
yes.
it is divine.
It is, oh.
And she fried bacon. Mm-hmm. So she fried all this bacon and made all this French bread. And then Saturday morning, Grandma Patty made it. You know, she mixed up all the eggs and
Sunday.
Everything.
So,
Sunday morning. And she fried it. And
yes.
And anyway, so the grandmas, Grandma Shockey and Grandma yes. Smith and Grandma Patty, they took all this work that Grandma Mary had done before and they made this breakfast. And
it was incredible. Oh,
and we followed that great. Up by touring the cave. And then, okay, talk about Lover's Leap.
Okay, so there is this, it's a cliff.
It's a cliff.
It's a cliff overlooking the river. And there's like a Native American legend that goes with it. It's kind of a Romeo and Juliet
That's
type
right.
story. And it's these two lovers that jumped off this cliff.
Because they wouldn't let them be together.
Wouldn't let them be together. And so there is this chain link fence on the edge of this cliff. And lovers will buy a padlock, write their initials on it, and put it on this fence. And they had created
And then they throw the key.
And then they throw the key.
But yes. because of debris, maybe?
Because something like that. It was debris and the chain link fence.
Okay, so they made metal art.
Yes.
And this huge welded heart, and the inside of the heart is chain link. And then there's a hole in the frame.
You
put your key. And so yes. Lillian went and we bought a padlock and she wrote their name and the date and everything and hooked it on there. And we got all these pictures and it was just special.
Special.
Only God
sweet.
Could have done something completely unscripted like that.
Yes.
And so,
just
yeah.
unplanned for.
We're hoping that she can go back with her husband and, Lord willing, her children and have a picnic because there's a big shelter house there. And
yeah.
It was so cool.
So next on our list is our dress shopping.
Oh, my word.
It was...
stressful?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought we were going somewhere positive, but no. The online dress shopping was stressful. When I ditched that, okay, I want to give a shout out to Clifton's in Chillicothe, yes. Missouri, and Tanya. That woman was amazing.
It was incredible.
She went to work. I walked in there and I'm like, this is what I need. And by golly, that girl,
laid out.
She just did it. She did it. And
it took away all of the stress from having the online it did. Thing
and then
going on.
Grandma hemmed and she has one bit of recommendation for anyone that is altering dresses that are coming from third world countries. Grandma's like, don't open it up. Don't open the seam because you're going to see something that you have no idea how in the world to do with it. Uh-huh. And so she nipped and tucked. Now the bottoms, she hemmed and did a beautiful job. My mother was a seamstress when I was a little girl until my older brother took a pair of her shears and she had finished. Have you ever heard this story?
No.
This woman had brought home, I believe, silk from France and hired your grandmother to make her some slacks. Notice I didn't say pants. We're talking tailored slacks. Uh-huh. And she finished them and called the woman to tell her her order was ready and turned around and your Uncle Thad was using her shears to cut these slacks into culottes.
No.
Do you know what culottes are?
No.
Oh, culottes are like fancy shorts, you know? Like, so I think.
How old was he?
Oh, 3 or 4, 5.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's still not good, but.
No. He couldn't have been very old because Uncle Thad he wasn't a ornery kind of kid.
Oh.
he was adult, you know, he was kind of laid back. So dress shopping. The dresses are beautiful and so you were a bridesmaid. Mm-hmm. Michaela and Daisy were junior bridesmaids and you all three matched.
Yes.
So and then I bought a fourth dress that matches them for me so that we can wear them for the band because I'm all about reusing everything all the time. And they're gorgeous. They are emerald, hunter green.
Perfect. They're just very, very beautiful dresses.
Right. And then I got my dress at David's Bridal.
Yep.
My actual mother of the bride dress.
Yes.
And I loved it. It was $100. There is nothing. I had to alter it just a little bit to make it less hoochie mama. Is that a good way? I wanted to be mother of the groom, not hoochie mama. So the dress shopping.
Yes.
I was just bound and determined not to spend a bunch of money on me. And now I'm bound and determined to wear this dress 8 more times. I like
That's
it.
That's right.
It's
neutral.
It's neutral. And I've learned that I can walk without tripping in this dress. Mm-hmm. And I can get down. I can dance in this thing.
Yes.
I can bend over. Mm-hmm. It's not tight. It's a real stretchy material. Yeah. It's kind of
elegant.
Oh, wow. Thank
it's very
you.
Very elegant.
It's lacy and shiny. I thought I liked Grandma's dress. I thought Grandma.
Yes.
Grandma Mary Grandma's and dress. Grandma Patty.
Both of them. Yes.
They looked just, Lillian wanted it to be very formal.
Yes.
Floor length dresses, classy, and we went for it. And
we did.
I had to get, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 men's suits plus Dalton, so 5. And then I really had to get the 6th and 7th, the other men, 8, all of their suits and everything. So that was quite the deal.
Yes.
And getting all that coordinated, that part was stressful for me.
Yes.
You know, that took some time.
Yeah.
But I thought everyone looked so good. I thought that.
So did I. It really did come together.
I like what Dalton. Yes. Dalton and I went to the city and, you know, we went to all these swanky places. And I had an appointment and I said, okay, Michaela was with us. I said, you take Michaela and you go I've got to go to this appointment, and then mm-hmm. we will meet back up. And they ended up at a Western store.
Of course.
And that was the last place he had looked. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I don't want no pencil-legged. I do not want to look like a player for the Kansas City Chiefs, you know?
Yeah.
The weird, yes. What is up with the weird pointy toed slippers that men are wearing?
Who
knows? And I mean, it. You know what it reminds me of? Is Josiah, Maddie's husband, and their honeymoon.
Yes.
And they're, was it Jamaica?
I think so.
And he's a guy.
Yeah.
He's a man's man. And he's like telling Charlie, I think, I didn't know. It was not that. I was nervous. I'm walking around in a foreign country in flip-flops. I can't defend myself. I can't take care of my new wife. What if we get mugged? What can I do in flip-flops? And when I see these guys wearing those little pointy-toed slipper things, I do not think, oh, that man can defend me.
No.
He can take care of me. There's a provider.
I'm
no.
thinking you can't run in those things.
You can't even abandon me and take off like a bear's chasing you in those. I mean, it's awful. But he picked really nice black Western suit jackets and boots and tie. It was great.
It was great.
And he wanted bolo ties. Mm-hmm. And I got in cahoots with the owner of that Western store, which I'm going to give them props. They were excellent. Nigro's Western Wear in Kansas City.
Yes.
They will get it done. They helped us so much. The owners worked with us in, I'm trying to think of his name. Doesn't matter. Mr. Nigro is his name.
Yeah.
But they were sweet as could be. And they got every single detail right. But they helped me order a custom Montana silversmith bolo tie for Dalton. And it's a cowboy kneeling in front of a cross. And it was just so special.
Yeah.
At least it was to me. I hope he likes it. But so clothes, you know?
Yes. Clothes.
And everything that we bought. Oh, I also had to get clothes for the little boys.
Yes. Their little vests were adorable.
They were adorable. And everything we got, though, was stuff that can be reused. Mm-hmm. It is all very, very practical.
Yes.
And I'm just going to say this publicly to whoever marries Luke and to the girl that falls in love with Charlie. The suit jacket, they are purchased, sweetheart.
Uh-huh.
I'm not doing it again. All the brothers, all the older brothers match. Daddy has his. And
it's going to be Western.
Oh, and style. Tucker, one of the grooms, he did not want his. He gave it back.
Uh-huh.
So I have extras for your family members. I just need to not do that again.
Yes.
That was not the best part of this experience. Oh, well, anyway.
Making
you better move
all
on.
The food is the next thing. Making food. All the food.
So Dalton and Lillian, from the get-go, they like got engaged. And then they said, this is what we want for food. And we're all just looking at them like...
They're food people.
Priorities.
We got to give it to them. Food is important.
But
food is important.
Lillian's dad came through. They raise hogs.
Mm-hmm.
And so they raised a hog. And they butchered that bad boy. Or girl.
It was good.
And roasted it. And it was amazing. And then Dalton asked Daddy to do his baked beans. Mm-hmm. And oh my, they were so, so, so good.
Yes.
And then he wanted me to make potato salad. And I was like,
maybe
for 350 people.
Yeah.
That's special. Yeah. And so I did make a bunch of potato salad, but not for the entire thing. I think I made 25 pounds of potato salad.
That's
and
right.
then the rest of it. I made, call them? Cheesy potatoes. Some people call them funeral potatoes, hash brown potato casseroles. And that was so, so easy.
Yes. You just mix it all in the bowl, stick it in the pan. You're good to go.
And we put it in the freezer.
Yes.
I did that a month in advance and they were done. And then you know what? If y'all don't have a sister-in-law named Nancy, then get you one.
Yes,
you need a sister-in-law named Nancy. My sister-in-law and my nephew and my niece, they came from out of state and got here early and went to our church and they cooked all of those hash brown potatoes in the double ovens.
Because
the venue, I found out
off our mind.
the Wednesday before the wedding, I went and toured the venue and I'm like, okay, this is not going to work. The kitchen was not.
It just wasn't going to work.
It just was not.
Yeah.
It was think a canning kitchen in somebody's shop.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just kind of open to the whatever's crawling around. It was not going to work. And I, you know, someone owns this venue, so yes. I'm not going to talk badly about it, but it is good for what it is intended and it is not good for weddings.
Yes.
So anyway, Nancy, she did all of those potatoes and they turned out well. And so we had potatoes and we had potato salad and we had baked beans. And what else?
Was there a salad? Like a
yes.
salad? There was a salad.
Sarah had a salad.
And
pork.
Yeah. It was good. It was a good meal.
Oh my word. People were just like food. And I'm glad that we had it because there were a gob of people. I have no idea how many people were there.
A lot.
But it was between 300 and 400 people.
Yeah.
It was a lot of people.
Yeah.
Food. Okay, so is this where we talk about the dessert?
Oh.
Because that is food. I am going into a sugar crash just thinking about the dessert.
All of the pie.
Yeah, they didn't want cake.
They wanted pie.
And we had pie.
And we had pie left over.
Yeah,
we had so much pie.
Well, I don't know that we had gobs and gobs left over, but we had pie left because not because we miscounted people, but because we had a lot of older people and they left.
Yes,
earlier in the evening.
Yes, and we didn't set it out. We didn't have it set out beforehand.
Right,
and so it
because traditionally at a wedding you wait to cut the cake until the bride cuts it, and so it you know it was scheduled on there, but then so many people are sugar free or keto. Mm. They're just not eating dessert these days, and so but anyway, it doesn't matter. I made mini cherry pies.
Yeah,
in cupcake tins, and they were well. We came up with this idea. So we wouldn't have to serve.
Yes.
And we would have something to just sit out.
Just set it out.
And so was it Valentine's Day that you made these?
Yes, it was.
Okay. So we did this big experiment on Valentine's Day and we made all these little teeny tiny cherry pies and they were perfect. They had little lattice tops.
They were perfect.
They were perfect. They were gorgeous. Perfect. But the reason they were perfect is because when you put them in the pans,
I put little strips of parchment paper underneath them between the little pie and the pan so that I could just twist it and lift it out.
Right. So that worked. And you had to freeze these.
Yes.
So the key to these little things are that you freeze them before you bake them because the inside cooks way faster than the crust gets done and it becomes a little like exploding volcano and it blows up cherry pie all over the inside of your oven. Now, I do not know that for a fact, but I've read that this happens. So you freeze them, then you bake them and it causes them to bake more slowly. So I made 12 dozen pans of these.
Yeah.
And no, I did not make 12 dozen pans. I made 12 pans.
12 pans.
Each pan had a dozen.
With a dozen.
There were 144 mini pies.
Yeah.
And Luke Campbell was like, that's the best thing I have eaten for. They were this little handheld pie.
So they were so good.
They were so good. But on several of the pans, I forgot the little parchment strip papers.
Yes.
And you saved my rear end.
Yeah, I stuck, while they were still frozen, I took toothpicks and stuck them in there and like popped them out of the pan while they were still frozen and put these toothpicks in so that when they came out of the oven, there was something between these pies and the pans.
So if you, this is a pro tip, if you make these little mini cherry pies and if you forget to put the parchment strips, then use toothpicks before you bake them and make sure that you grease the things to begin with. Are we going to put this, well, it's kind of our own little recipe. I don't know that I have the energy right now to make that recipe.
That
I don't know, but.
Okay. So next I wanted to talk about how you and Dad fasted. for you fasted for how many days before the wedding?
Well, we chose 40 because there's just kind of a biblical significance to that.
Yeah.
And it feels kind of odd talking about, I guess you shouldn't, really shouldn't talk about a fast when you're doing it.
Uh-huh.
Because the point is not to draw attention to what you're doing or to yourself. But I guess I don't mind talking about it now that it's over.
Yeah.
But so we both chose something. For me, it was dairy. For Daddy, it was sugar. And we chose to fast from that for 40 days. And the purpose of a fast in the biblical sense is not to lose weight. It's not like intermittent fasting. Mm-hmm. There's no physical thing to it. It is to draw you back in dependence to a focus on Jesus.
Yeah.
I wanted very, very much in those 40 days that I was making potatoes for the freezer, making all of these little cherry pies for the freezer, getting just lots of busy work, lots of details. I didn't want those things to crowd out my focus on Christ, praying for all the things that I've ever been praying for my son.
Yeah.
And just a heightened awareness of this is not one day. This is a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And marriage is not about us. This wedding is not about my son, Dalton, and it's not about my daughter-in-law, Lillian. It's about the church.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage is for the church. Marriage is to represent the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
And we're going to have to wrap this up and call this wedding podcast number one.
Yeah.
And
we never did get to the actual
wedding part. This part right here is what I want to talk about in wedding podcast number two, because Lillian's grandfather officiated and he was doing this. I don't know that he was fasting, but he was, he and his wife were doing the same thing that that Clint and I, Daddy and I were doing here in the days and weeks and months leading up to this wedding, praying, focusing on Christ, asking for God to be glorified in the wedding and in the marriage, in the family that's being formed here.
Yes.
But in the specific marriage ceremony, it was Mr. Shockey's heart. It was Dalton and Lillian's heart.
Mm-hmm.
It was our heart that we would point to Christ.
Yes.
That we would make it about him, that this is a picture of something greater than these two young kids that fell in love.
Yes,
and
it's a covenant.
It's a covenant. Yes, this was this was a covenant situation.
Mm-hmm.
And my Spurgeon devotion this morning, if you ever, you know this, but I'll say this to the podcast listeners. If you're ever looking for a really good daily devotional, just Google Spurgeon, S-P-U-R-G-E-O-N, morning and evening devotion. And it's free. There are lots of places that put it out. It runs by the date. But this morning's was all about how your salvation is not about you, and that the Holy Spirit's job is to turn our eyes away from ourself back to Jesus. And that is the point of a fast.
Yes.
It is to turn my eyes away from myself. What's going wrong in my day? What's going right in my day? What I'm craving? What's distracting me? What's making me sin?
Yeah.
And to turn my eyes from myself to Jesus. But the devil's work is completely opposite of this. He wants to make us think of ourselves and not Christ.
To focus on all those little things.
Right. And here are some of the things that Spurgeon says, that Satan says to us. He says, your sins are too great for pardon. You have no faith. You don't repent enough. You won't ever be able to continue and persevere to the end. You don't have Christian joy. You're not really a child of God. You have such a weak hold on Jesus. Every one of those accusations is about self.
Yes, it starts with you.
And if I am trying to find my comfort or my assurance based on how strong my grasp is onto Jesus, then I'm never going to have any assurance. And when you fast, the Holy Spirit turns your eyes away from yourself, and we realize I'm nothing. Christ is all in all. It's not my hold on Jesus that saves me. It's Christ's hold on me. It's not my joy in Jesus that's going to save me. It's just Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's not my faith in Jesus. That's the instrument. That's the tool.
Yeah.
But it's Jesus's blood. It's Jesus's merit, not the strength of my faith. And so he ends this devotion with, don't let your hopes, don't let your fears come between you and Jesus. Follow hard after nothing but him, and he won't fail. And then he puts these words, and I want you to sing them with me. My hope is built on nothing less. Can you sing that?
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand.
Isn't that just all of it?
Yes.
That says all everything. Of it, everything. I love that hymn.
Yes, it's one of my favorites.
So that was the point of the fast. And that's the point of this marriage.
Yeah.
A godly marriage is to point people back to Christ. It is a picture of Christ and his bride, which is the church. And I have so much to say about that. And I have so much to say about the wedding rehearsal.
Yes.
And the wedding and the grandparents. Mm-hmm. Right? All of those things. But for now, I want to wrap it up because this has been long. I hope this is fun for our listeners. I know I've got tons of girlfriends that have been asking me. So I hope that they got something fun, a donut and a cup of coffee and listen to this. And so let's pray.
Yes.
You want to pray? You want me to pray?
You go ahead. You take it away.
All right. Father God, we thank you so much for Dalton and Lillian and their wedding and all of the fun things that we got to celebrate. But most importantly, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that he is the solid rock. And even when we can't stand, it's okay if we lay down on our face on the solid rock and are crying our eyes out or taking a nap, as long as we're on the rock. And help us to focus on him today. Help us to focus on him in our hopes.
Yes.
Help us to surrender our fears and our anxieties, our stresses, and really just give our attention back to him at every turn, That is what it means in your word when you say to dwell. It means to stay, to remain in the word, in the moment, listening to the Holy Spirit who is turning us away from ourselves and back to Jesus. And so we pray for the wisdom, the discernment, the faith to remain and abide in your love and in your word and in your presence. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, next time we are going to talk some more about the wedding. And until then, give God your hearts, ladies.
Sounds good.